Good evening, everyone. It's your favorite host, podcaster, King. I'm back. I hope y'all having a blessed evening. It's like 2 a.m. right now. And, you know, the Lord put it on my spirit to just get up and start podcasting. You know, I love it. I'm not going to lie. I love it. It's freedom. Freedom of expression. Freedom to be able to speak and say the things that are meaningful to me. So, I'm going to speak about them, and I hope that it's meaningful to you too. I hope that you guys actually get something from this, okay? So tonight we're talking about flying monkeys, okay? Flying monkeys. And if you don't know what flying monkeys is, just take an opportunity, take a second to Google flying monkeys, okay? We're going to give you a second to just Google it, flying monkeys. Ready, go. I hope you're looking it up right now. Remember, flying monkeys. Google, flying monkeys. You got to pull it up. I'm sure you got to pull it up. We're going to take a couple more seconds to make sure that you have it pulled up. Flying monkeys. Flying monkeys. Couple more seconds. Okay, so you got it? I'm sure you got it. Okay, just a couple more seconds to make sure that you have it in your Google search. Flying monkeys. Okay, so you got it? We're good. You see the definition? You see what it says about what a flying monkey is? You see it? You reading it? It's crazy, ain't it? Just keep reading. Keep reading. Do you see the reference to the Wizard of Oz? You see that reference? You read that reference of the Wizard of Oz? You see how they said that the evil wicked witch sent those flying monkeys after Dorothy? Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the dog, Toto, and the Cowardly Lion, remember him? Y'all know y'all remember him. Okay, so we gonna get serious here, okay? So now we know what a flying monkey is. We gonna talk about it. So I just dropped the episode talking about narcissism and narcissistic people and how they behave and the etymology behind narcissism as far as it being like a practice, right? But we're going to talk about the flying monkeys tonight. So what's a flying monkey? We know because we just Googled it, right? So why do flying monkeys exist? I'll tell you why. Because narcissists make them exist. You know, a flying monkey is a human. And a human being should never be used and abused. I don't care who you are. I don't care what has happened to you in your life. You should have enough empathy and sympathy in yourself as a person to not use and abuse somebody else, because it just don't sit right. It's not something that sits right morally in a conscience. Well, just as far as me, I'm not really sure about you, but I can't use and abuse people. It just don't make sense. What it really says to me is that karma may come back one day and use and abuse me. Who got time for that? I like women. I like to be surrounded by women. But karma, I don't want to see her face. She can't take me to the movies. She can't sleep in my bed. She can't cook me no dinner. Ain't no Netflix and chill, nothing. If karma came knocked on my door, I'd leave her outside. I don't care if it's 10 degrees outside. It could be below zero. I'm leaving karma. I'm leaving her ass on the porch. I'm leaving her ass on the lawn. If karma come knock on my door, say, hey. If karma knocked on my door, say, do, 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 do. Because she'll probably bang on the door. I'm like, who is it? She said, karma. I'm leaving her ass right there on the doorstep. Yeah. B word, stay right there. Because karma is a bad B word. Shut your mouth. Don't nobody got time to deal with her. Don't nobody want her. Like, if karma asked me to date her, I'd be like, no. I don't care if she thick as hell. She could be thick as hell. She could be pretty. She could be the baddest B word. Shut your mouth. I'd be like, no, I don't even want you because you toxic. And karma not really toxic. She just come pay back toxic people. And like, no, she hurt your feelings. But anyway, so to use and abuse somebody is just no. We just don't do that. Like, no. Just no. Because who got time? But a narcissist will make a person a flying monkey by using and abusing them. Using and abusing them. So what they do with flying monkeys is typically they give flying monkeys a little attention, a little taste of themselves. Some narcissists are sadistic too, where they'll have sex with a human being, turn them into a flying monkey, and get the flying monkey to do all of their bidding. Even to the point of murder. Like, some flying monkeys will murder you. Like, in extreme cases, and we're just talking about extreme, a narcissist will hate you so bad as a person. Maybe they can't possess you, or maybe they can't control you. They'll have their flying monkeys stalk you and ultimately kill you. Why? Because better you dead as a human than alive and being out of their control. The reason why praying to the Lord King Jesus every day is very prominent. It's a prominent thing. It's a thing of providence. You know what I'm saying? It's a thing of providence. It's because we as people, we, you, all of us, if you are a light warrior, a light bearer, and you belong to him, you need that protection from these individuals. Because one, the narcissist who practices narcissism is dangerous. But also the flying monkeys who are like zombies without a brain, they can be dangerous too. So I'll give you an example of one time that I was approached by a flying monkey. I was at this gym and it was this this lady. She was a Caucasian lady. She was in like her 40s and she looked good too. Ooh, she looked so good. She had a nice body as well. I'm like, damn. So, you know, I would look at her periodically. And, you know, I noticed that she would be looking at me. So we'd be like looking at each other. But she was kind of narcissistic because she'd be like looking at other men. And she had control of other men. She would be telling men what to do in the gym. But she wasn't a trainer. Like, she was not a trainer. But she was still telling men what to do. So one day, when I had peeped that she was a narcissist, I had started to distance myself because, like, who got time for that? As an adult, who got time for that? So I started distancing myself and talking to other women and looking at other women in the gym because I'm like, girl, you a narcissist. Don't nobody got time for you. You know what she did? She sent one of her flying monkeys to come and talk to me. And this is how the conversation had went. So she was like, stalking and having her flying monkeys abuse me by proxy, which would essentially mean like they'll come in the area where I go all the way in the corner to work out. Like me in the gym, I stay to myself for real. So I'll probably go all the way in the corner and work out. She has sent one of her flying monkeys over there to the corner to work out, like right next to me, right in front of me, just so I can acknowledge them. It was the stupidest, sickest, sadistic thing ever, right? So one of her flying monkeys had came to me one time when he had peeped that she was being all narcissistic. And he had said to me like, hey, listen, bro, she doing the same thing to you that she did to me. And I knew immediately who he was talking about. On this day in particular, she had a pink shirt on. It said Bahamas. It was like a Hawaii shirt, pink Hawaii shirt. So I was like, who you talking about, old girl with the pink shirt? He was like, yeah. At that moment, I knew he was a flying monkey. Because for him to come out of the face out of nowhere and tell me like, hey, listen, she's trying to abuse you with her narcissism because she abused me and I see what she doing. The moment he said that, I knew that he was an agent. He worked for her. Anything I told him, he was going to go back and tell her because that's how agents work, right? So I ain't give him no intel. I was like, you talk about old girl the peak? He was like, yeah. I'm like, man, I ain't worried about her. That's all I had said. Because, you know, he was fishing for information. And that didn't make him a bad guy. It just it, what it really did was, if he would have got some information that he could have took back to her, which would have been valid, she would have rewarded him. But because he didn't get any information he didn't get any information from me, when he went back to her, she punished him. Because he failed the job. And punishment with a narcissist can mean anything. It can mean you cut off from their supply. It can mean that they ain't giving you no sex. It can mean that they ain't giving you no attention. It can mean that they take the babies from you. Like, a narcissist will go to any extreme to make you feel what they feel, which is constant pain every day. Like I said before, karma, that bitch can't come to my house. She can't come to my house. Like, get out of my house. You cannot come in my house. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know I be laughing over here, even when we be talking about the funny stuff. Because I'm a happy person. Like, oh my God, the Lord, he put the peace and the joy in my heart. It's so genuine. Y'all should be able to, like, hear it in my voice. It's so genuine. Oh my Jesus, I love him. But anyway, so you, the karma, she can't come to my house. A narcissist will be living in the house with karma every day. This is something that I know for sure a narcissist and their flying monkeys experience. Okay? I'm going to say this for the record. A narcissist and their flying monkeys, which we know the definition of a flying monkey because we already looked it up. We got to go back there. A narcissist and a flying monkey both lose sleep at night. Why? Because the flying monkey is trying real hard, being stressed the fuck out, trying to please the narcissist. And the narcissist lives at home every day with karma. There's no rest for the wicked. Even the Bible says that, bro. I'm going to tell you something I know for sure when it comes to a narcissist. This is a true testimony to a narcissist. This is a true testament right here. And it's a testimony and testament. To test to see if you are a narcissist, or if you are in a relationship with a narcissist, or if your mama and your daddy is narcissist, or if your significant other is narcissist, or your teachers, your co-workers, your boss, any damn body is a narcissist. The true test to know is if the individual that you dealing with suffers from insomnia or sleep deprivation. But I'm going to tell you why. Now, a narcissist will lack sleep and be deprived of sleep because, one, there's no rest for the wicked. And there's no way that you can be a narcissist, unsympathetic, unempathetic, and you think that God's just going to let you sleep on your pillow every night like a baby. Like, yeah, right. Like, that don't even make sense for real. We live in a time where they say, make it make sense. Make that make sense. Like, you just a whole narcissist tearing people's lives apart. You think you're going to just sleep on your pillow every night and you're going to get good rest? Like, no, God, there's no rest for the wicked. God would never allow it to happen. It just couldn't happen. Logically speaking, that's a fallacy. That would be a fallacy. Like, God would just sit back and let narcissists just destroy people's lives all the time and get good sleep at night. Man, no way. Just no way. But a flying monkey loses sleep at night too because they are so stressed out. They big stress because they work for the devil. A lot of times narcissists be devils and demons. So a flying monkey will work for the devil, be stressed, want some attention from the devil. The devil know how to control them, deprive them of things too. And then the flying monkey end up freeing themselves. Because remember, the flying monkey is still a human being. We're talking about human beings here. Okay? The narcissist is a human. The flying monkey is a human. And you, if you a target, you a human too. So everybody is human except for the practice of narcissism, which is behind all of this. It comes from the pits of hell, and that is where God Almighty going to put narcissism, right in a pit of hell, because it's a practice that is harmful and very abusive to the individuals that's involved. Very harmful and abusive. That's why having empathy and sympathy is important, because you can avoid these type of pitfalls and traps due to humility and civility. Okay, I'm going to get it right. Due to humility and civility. We have to indulge in civility as human beings. And a narcissist does not want to be civil. So they create flying monkeys and they send the flying monkeys out to harass and stalk you and to make your life a living hell, while behind the scenes they appear to be so fresh and so clean. But how, when karma beating you up every day? Like, this is something I can guarantee you right now, that if you have ever been exposed to a narcissistic person and you got out of the relationship and you pray every day, make sure you pray for them too. Because the amounts of karma and guilt and regret that they live in will blow your mind. Imagine how much guilt you have in your heart when you know that you created flying monkeys and you sent them out in the world to do all your bidding. And they come back sometimes with success and sometimes with a failure. You know, think about how that would lay on your conscience. If you listening to this and you don't have a conscience, I'm sorry for you. If you listening to this and you're a narcissist, you probably going to go to hell, probably. And the reason why I say that, not to be a fearmonger, but just think about what type of person you have to truly be to be a narcissist. You think God will allow somebody who's unempathetic and unsympathetic to walk down the streets of heaven? Like, no, bro, that don't even make sense. That makes absolutely no sense. Absolutely no sense. And I wanted that to sink in. That just is not for just you and me, but this is for the whole entire world, because there's narcissism in the whole entire world. There's narcissists in this whole world, okay? They are all over the world. There are flying monkeys all over the world. You're probably a victim of a flying monkey by way of the narcissist. If you've ever been in a relationship with a narcissist, never fear a narcissist. If you have to approach or confront a narcissist, do it in the name of Jesus. All the demons in them going to be pissed off. They're going to be a little unsettled. But who cares about that? We don't care about that, because this is a spirit thing. You know, and it's perpetrated through humans and typically through generational curses. Like I said before, a mama be a narcissist, her daughter a narcissist. A daddy be a narcissist, his damn mama, his damn son to be a narcissist. And then they go out and they make victims of people, turn them into flying monkeys, and try to destroy everything that they get their hands on because they self-destruct themselves. Imagine living with karma every day, no sleep. For you or the flying monkey. Flying monkey, shame on you. Because you should be utilizing your skills and your talents and focusing them on doing something of righteousness. Not using your energy and your space and your free will to do something that somebody else wants you to do. Because you like them, you want to fucking suck on them. Like, that's weird. That's weirdo stuff. Because if a woman can convince a man to murder for her, Or a woman convince, or a man can convince his girlfriend to beat up his baby mama. That's weird, bro. Like, sometimes dudes be toxic and you know they be narcissists and they start fights between they baby mama who had they whole baby, who should be protected and honored no matter what, and they new girlfriend, which should be protected and honored too. But they be like triangulating them and getting them intertwined. Like, I'm just going to use myself for a record. I never introduce my child's mother to my anything that's new, because I just don't think it'll blend well. So I think it's best to keep them apart Especially, I don't want to seem like I'm triangulating them, which is so toxic. Triangulation is so, so very toxic. So just a review. What do we discuss here? Narcissists are very evil people, and the flying monkeys don't always have to be evil, but they need to be focused on doing other things with their time and their energy and not working for somebody who is destructive, like the damn narcissist. Flying monkeys, shame on you. Do better. When the sun rises in the morning and it hits you, when the sun shadows your face, don't be a fly monkey no more. Give up on the narcissist. I recommend this. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for listening to me. I hope that y'all enjoyed this. I hope that there was something positive that you can take from it. If you can appreciate a man's sense of humor, if you're a human being and you have a sense of humor yourself, or you have peace and you have joy in your life that cannot be taken from you no matter what the situation or circumstance is, you appreciate my dialogue. You appreciate my laughter. You appreciate what I give you from my heart because it's genuine. And I got it from God. What else is there?